Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Welcome back to Oracle Open World 2014 here at beautiful Moscone West in San Francisco, California. Shay, it's another one here. It's gonna be a good one, huh?
It definitely will be. I mean, so far it's just been big excitement, big innovation. There's a big ship outside.
Yeah, there's a big ship outside. I mean,
it's big everything.
It's a cool conference. You know, it's our first time here, and we're excited about these next two guests we have with us from Arena Street. We have the GVP of Global Application Support, Mr. Craig Macrath. How are you doing, Craig?
Very well, thank you.
And we have SVP and CMO, David Rowe. How are you doing, David?
Hey, I'm fantastic. Thank you for having us.
Oh, not a problem. You know, I know we had the pleasure of talking to you guys at Collaborate last year in Vegas, so glad to be continuing the conversation here. So briefly here, and Craig, if you could just take us away and talk about mission and purpose for Rimini Street, what you guys are all about for the folks.
Of course. So Rimini Street is providing enterprise support to most of the products that are available here at Oracle Open World. So we provide enterprise support for Oracle EBS, JD Edwards, PeopleSoft, Siebel, and SAP applications as well. So we're providing that at 50% of the cost that Oracle is charging, and we've been very successful in doing so. We've got a number of announcements here at the show, and very much enjoying being here with all of our customers and prospective customers.
So, David, what are some of the announcements that you guys can go ahead and give us before anyone else, or something that you've already kind of talked about, or what can we talk about, what can we not talk about?
Yeah, sure. No, we'll fully expose it all for the listeners.
There you
here.
Go. Inside scoop. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, absolutely. Here. Well, you know, listen, I mean, Craig talked a little bit about what we do, and you know, the reason we do it, just to start, is that we provide, you know, 50% savings over what companies pay Oracle today for their annual support, and we provide better service, more responsive service, huge savings that the companies can funnel into innovation and drive new projects.
Right.
And that has driven, that strong value proposition has driven one of the announcements, which is excellent, strong momentum for our EBS and Oracle technology, the database and the middleware business. In fact, we've tripled revenues for that since the last Oracle Open World.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we've doubled the number of clients up to about 180. It's fantastic, fantastic response from the market. So we're really excited about that. And then in addition, on top of that, we've expanded the service that we offer for Oracle eBusiness Suite. One of the most important products within Oracle EBS is the payroll module. Very important to companies to pay their employees correctly.
It is important.
Yeah, and there's a lot of organizations, either on 11.5.10, release 11.5.10, or some of the early 12s, that need support beyond what Oracle provides to ensure that they get that. And we've announced support for Oracle Payroll at this event for the United States and for the UK payroll system. So we're excited about that, and Craig's the guy that's going to support that.
Yeah. So it's easy to say, you know, that you're saving customers and that's a great product, but it's really cool to see some of the people that use your service get some awards out of this, right? You have a CIO that won an award?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Tom Groom, CIO of Valspar. So if you go to a Home Depot or a Lowe's, you might find Valspar paints.
Sure.
My wife just painted our house without any help from me.
Oh, boy.
And, but she used Valspar paint without knowing it was a Rimini Street customer.
And everyone here should use Valspar paint.
There you go.
So nice Tom Groom's a CIO there, switched his EBS support to Rimini Street, saved 50% on his annual support fees, avoided an expensive upgrade from 11.5.10 to the 12s, and then plowed a lot of that savings into some new initiatives, which drove more revenue for the organization, some competitive advantage. And in return for that, he won CIO of the Year from Golden Bridge Award. So it's actually fantastic recognition.
That's pretty big deal.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
absolutely. That's going to be a huge return on investment for you guys, too. I mean, that's why you guys are in it, right? To provide people the opportunity to make themselves more efficient, right?
Well, they can unlock savings that previously was unavailable. I mean, everyone is usually paying 20% of what they paid up front for their software every single year. So typically you can't get out from that. Now, in addition to the making the savings, we're providing better service and support. So we have engineers around the globe in the US, the UK, Brazil, Germany, India, Japan, and Australia. Those engineers are providing top quality responsiveness, fantastic service every day of the year across all those products. And while we mentioned payroll is a big thing for this show, we have been providing payroll support for our PeopleSoft and SAP customers for many years. So, you know, this is just growing on a long history of providing payroll support for critical payroll functions.
Yeah, and let's just mention a little bit why this is important. You know, the Tom Grooms example, winning CIO of the year. You know, a lot of CIOs are just strangled by the budget costs to keep the lights on.
It's kind of a thankless job, really.
Yeah, yeah, but they're struggling to deal with keeping the lights on, right? Just maintaining the status quo. I read an article by, I think it was Mark Hurd here, talked about 80% of IT budgets go just to keep the lights on, right? We couldn't agree more. And in fact, we're one of the very few tools that's out there to attack that set of budget that goes just to maintain the status quo and actually move it, shift it over to funding innovation. And that's why Tom Grooms won his award. We've got another CIO, Alexandre Ballet from Embraer, won IT the Executive from Information Week based on a similar sort of set of circumstances. Really can make an impact in IT organizations and driving value for the business, which is ultimately what it's all about.
So how else are you guys expanding your services, and what can customers look for Marine Street to do for them from the services aspect of things?
Well, I think Craig talked about it a little bit. I mean, there's a few aspects to the Rimini Street growth and what that means for clients. We support today 850-plus clients we have signed to date, 91 Fortune 500s, I think it's 16 Global 100s. So we're doing support on a global basis. So Craig and his team are everywhere, right? We have engineers all over the world. And as we support those multinationals, it requires a global investment. Very, very important for us. So that's one aspect. So we are doing very well in Japan and Australia, so throughout the Asia-Pacific region, Latin America with Brazil. Europe is going very well, and of course across North America and the Canada. So I think the geographic expansion is important for us. We have, I think it's 9 product lines now that we support. You know, several of the Oracle product lines, EBS, PeopleSoft, JD Edwards, Hyperion, what am I missing?
SAP Business Objects.
Yeah, Siebel as well.
Siebel. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think there's expansion going on there within those product lines, like the EBS expansion. And then, you know, Craig and his team are also providing more value-add services. So services like performance tuning, interoperability support, helping organizations with technology support services. So activities that help organizations predictably and reliably run their applications longer. So it's actually really exciting. And we will help organization from the time they sign up with us, and this is a recent extension actually, we will support them for 15 years from the time they sign up with us on their current releases, which is a big deal. Provides a lot of stability for them.
So how does OAUG fit into your world? I mean, that's a pretty valuable partner for you guys, right?
Oh, absolutely. While we are obviously a competitor to Oracle, we're very, very much in touch with the user community, and we work very closely with OAUG and other user groups. So we're always at Collaborate. We spoke with you guys there
as
well.
That's right. You had the Transformer there.
Yeah, absolutely. We had the Transformer. And so while you won't find us here on the exhibition floor at Moscone, then we're very active in the user groups. There's a lot of activities with them as well, and obviously a big partner. You know, one of the areas we've not spoken about so far that I'd like to talk about,
sure.
Most customers here will be using Oracle technology. One of the things we've seen, one of the trends over the past 12 months is a real growth in the Rimini Street growth of Oracle technology support. So we're providing support for the Oracle database, of course, and pretty much every customer here will be using Oracle database. We have rockstar support in Oracle database. So if a customer calls Rimini Street for help on a database issue, then they're talking to someone guaranteed 10 plus years of experience, practical hands-on experience who can work on the system. Compare and contrast that with calling a vendor for support and they're talking to an offshore call center somewhere, someone
exactly
who doesn't
right.
know who they are, they've never spoken to them before, they'll never speak to them again. And they just start searching through a knowledge base. You call our engineers, they can connect directly to the system, start debugging those issues. So we've seen quite a growth in Oracle technology support beyond just the database. So in addition to database now, we've had customers join us for WebLogic support, Oracle Fusion Middleware support, SOA Suite Identity Access Management. So a lot of the customers here today will be using those products and certainly could take advantage of the savings.
Yep. I mean, and those are all products, you know, OAUG, you know, customers are running. And I look at your booth here, it says ask questions, share answers. And, you know, that's what we're about. It's about educating the users, making sure they understand they have an option. You know, knowledge is power. And I think if you have options, then it gives you sort of more leverage in your relationships with your application and technology vendors. And I think that's good for everybody.
So what's the overall draw for OpenRail for you guys? What's the big thing you're looking forward to for the conference, and what are you trying to get out of it?
Yeah, I think for us, it's just about education and visibility, making sure people understand they have an option. It's amazing to me. I run marketing for Rimini Street, sure. But there's still a few people that don't know what we do and how we do it. And I think it's a too well of a kept secret, the strength of the support that Craig and his team provide and the depth of that support. And that's one thing we want to talk a lot about.
What are some misconceptions you're fighting?
Well, I think there's this idea in some cases that there may be perceived risk with leaving the software vendor and moving to an independent support provider. Even though, by the way, most of us take our cars somewhere else besides the dealer,
right?
Right. And it comes down to value, right? You've got a certified mechanic, does a fantastic job. You might even know him more personally, right? And you share stories. He helps you with your car. He gives you good advice. Think about Rimini Street a lot like that. Our clients call or interact with our primary support engineers on Craig's team very directly. You know, there's not a help desk, a book train resources between you and engineering experts, you know, that are paid essentially on the book train resources to avoid any engineering interaction, right? We put that right up front because it's a better experience for everybody.
Well, to your point, you know, I don't want a guy working on my car that just wants to get out of the way because he's got 20 more on the lot he's got to get fixed, right? I want someone who has a relationship with me and looking out for my best interest. And that's kind of what you guys are doing in the software.
Yeah, absolutely. So the engineers are actually compensated based on customer satisfaction. So they can get direct feedback from the customers. They're satisfied. That gives, then directly feeds into the bonus of the engineers. And so we're getting 4.8 out of 5 on our customer satisfaction score, which is fantastic. Again, invite anyone to compare that against what they're using today.
Right.
Certainly wouldn't be getting that level of feedback. One of the other myths, I think, that we are looking to dispel here for listeners is that Rimini Street is not just a service to use if you're not planning to do anything with your systems. And many of the companies that are using us today, Valspar, a great example, where they continue to aggressively deploy their applications. They're a very successful company doing a lot of things internationally. They're doing so with Rimini Street support. This year, we've upgraded customers. So customers have upgraded on our support from 11.5.8 to 11.5.10.2 and from 11.5.10.2 to 12.1.3 while being supported by Rimini Street. Now, we're not a projects company, so we don't do those sort of implementations or upgrades ourselves, but you better believe that's the time when they log the most tickets. If you're going to have change in your system,
something's
going
to go wrong.
Exactly. That's when you're logging cases where you've got issues. Who would you rather go to? That, you know, previously mentioned resource in Romania somewhere, who can barely understand what you're saying, or come to Rimini Street, talk to a named primary support engineer who knows you, who's local to
you. Knows your systems.
Knows your system, and they can step you through the issues. So.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you guys on. I know you guys probably want to, you know, get around, see everybody else, and experience the whole open world thing. So it's been a pleasure having you on.
Excellent.
Hey, thanks so much. Real pleasure.
Yeah, real quick, where can people go to learn more about Rimini Street and to look at you guys as an option?
Yeah, best place, our website, RiminiStreet.com.
RiminiStreet.com. Great. Well, thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Michael Lauer here for Shay Thomas. We'll be back in a little bit here at Oracle Open World 2014.